Preset test number 2. Phase 1, beginner, moving off and stopping.
Word picture.
I'd like you to assume that I'm a complete beginner and instruct me in moving off and making normal stops. My name is Peter. I had one lesson last week in a car similar to yours and the instructor explained the controls. We didn't get round to moving off and I am not too sure when to use the mirrors. Please correct any faults that may occur.
Briefing. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
I'm Milan. I'm going to be taking you out for a driving lesson today.
Okay.
I'm going to be teaching you how to use the mirrors and how to move off and make normal stops.
Right.
Okay, now we're not going to do the lesson here. I'm going to drive us away to a convenient location where we'll swap seats. I'll give you a full briefing and then we'll be able to practice.
Okay. Okay,
by the end of the lesson, you should be able to move off and stop with less help and guidance from me.
Right, okay.
Okay, so remember, could you keep your feet well away from those dual controls?
Yep.
And remember to put your seatbelt on, please.
Okay.
Okay, remember, don't take that off until I've stopped the car.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to start the engine. And we'll go.
Note. On the way to site, you could recap the main controls of the car. For example, clutch, brake, gas, handbrake, gears. Asking questions now will save time later on in the lesson and help the learner remember any points they may have forgotten.
Okay, Peter, we've reached our site here now. I'm just going to switch the engine off. Just keep your seatbelt on for a second. Now, before we swap seats, what did your instructor teach you had to do before you opened that door?
Oh, I had to check to make sure no one was coming down the road.
Good. And where? Did you just check in the mirror or did you look over your shoulder as
well?
Yeah,
he told me to look over in a blind spot, I think.
That's it. Good. Well done. That's it. And I'll teach you more about that a bit later on. And which way do you come around the car, front or back?
It's the back, I think.
Back. Good. Well, remember that's the safest way to come around because you can see the traffic better from that direction. And what should you do with the door once you've got out?
Close it.
And how many hands are you going to use when you open that door?
Is it two?
Yeah, use two in case it's a windy day.
Oh,
the door
yes,
doesn't
right.
go flying open.
Yep.
Okay, so show me how you take your seatbelt off. Good, well done. That's good. You've guided it back. Okay, so make sure it's safe and let's swap over.
Okay.
Okay, move to close the door behind you. Okay, good. Jump in. Don't touch anything. Mind your knee. I'm just going to close the door for you.
Okay.
Okay, Peter, now we've swapped seats. What I'd like you to do is to carry out your cockpit drill.
Okay.
Okay, now, can you remember the initials?
Yeah, it was DSSSM.
Okay, good. So I'd like you to carry out your cockpit drill. I'm just going to help you as you go along.
Okay. Good. Check the doors first, I think.
Well done, yeah.
Yep, they're shut.
Is my one closed?
Yeah, that's shut
good.
As well, yeah.
Well done, good. So what's the next thing you need to do?
It was a seat.
Yeah. Was there a safety check your instructor talked to you about?
The handbrake. Good. Well,